Okay, so we saw several issues, right? Last time we saw several issues. Number one, we want to know what's pshat in Shchachum Lachazur V'Sidrum in the context of Shemona Esrei. It seems to be a difficult thing to say. Number two, we want to understand Rashi. How does Rashi deal with Rashi in terms of Entzayot Inlem Seder? It's fine in terms of the Gemara and Brachot, maybe even the simple pshat that Entzayot Inlem Brachot means that you can, you know, stick it in wherever you realize your mistake and then continue on from where you were up to, as opposed to going back. That's fine in terms of Brachot. But in terms of the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah seems to say that the chayim linyan kriyashma and tefila hala. So how does Rashi do with that Gemara? So I have a suggestion that I think relates to both of them. Maybe not a simple idea. Certainly, one could argue with it, but I think that it does help us understand these issues. A very simple suggestion. If you look at the Gemara Megillah, so the Gemara Megillah has a separate makor for each of these four halachot, correct? And let's focus on two of them for a moment that are relevant to us. It has a separate makor for Megillah and for Halah, right? Two totally separate limudim for these two halachot. But the question is why? Why are there two different limudim? Why are these two separate halachot? After all, the Gemara Megillah on Yudal Menal says that Kriyata Zohi Halela, right? That Mikra Megillah is a Kiyam of Halel, right? So that the Halel of Purim is the Megillah. If there's a halacha that Kriyata Megillah, right? Akorilum Afreya, I'm sorry, try that again. If there's a halacha by Halel, right? That Akorilum Afreya Lo Yatza, and Megillah is a subcategory of Halel, it would seem to follow that if you're Korlum Afreya by Megillah, you're not Yotze. That being the case, L'chora, I don't need a separate source for Mikra Megillah.
Well, if Mikra Megillah is a subcategory of Halel,
maybe
just because part of the whole is not
one
person,
the
whole thing is
ruined. I'm asking the other direction. Since Halel, according to my friend, is not Yotze, right? I have a source for Halel.
Oh, so why
don't you use source for Megillah? They said the other way around. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Okay. What I meant was, if I have a source for Halel, and Megillah is a subset of Halel, so then I should follow that I don't need a source for Megillah, right? Megillah is self-explanatory. And yet the Gemara has an independent source for Megillah. So how do we understand that? So I think that we need to ask ourselves a little more precisely what the nature of this halacha is that according to Mafrei Lo Yatza. We can understand it in one of two ways. Sure, more. So just two ways that we can understand it. One way we can understand it is that it's a definition of the maisa of that particular mitzvah. In other words, the mice of Amirat Halel has to be Keseder. Okay, that's part of how the nature of this particular mitzvah. The other possibility is that it's a halacha in the text, meaning that this text only retains its integrity as this text, which is the chetz of the mitzvah, essentially, right? If it's Keseder, and if it's L'mafreya, right? So then, let's say we're talking about the Megillah. If it's from Afreya, it's not the Megillah anymore. Right? So it could be that according to Afreya is a chisaron in the Maisa. It could be a chisaron in the Chepsa, right? In the text that we're dealing with. So which is it? Good to explain why.
Because
it's the chesa, then you wouldn't necessarily be able to do the task.
Exactly. So once I, if I assume that this halacha b'kori l'machreya is the definition of the text and not of how I have to do the ma'isa, so then I understand the Gemara, why you need an independent source for each of them. But then, that has an interesting ramification for tefillah. Because when I'm talking about Kriyat Shema, Hallel, Mikra Megillah, all of those things, we're dealing with a text, right? A nusach, if you will, a particular text. So then I understand the definition of the text. To say it. So I can say that by Hallel and by Mikra Megillah. I can say it by Kriyat Shema. By you, by Yatan you. And that's in fact a simple chant. It's saying that the text of Kriyat Shema is only the text of Kriyat Shema if it's Gavayatan Yu. As soon as I play around with it and I reorder it, so it's already not Kriyat Shema anymore, it's something else to say. But Shmoneh Esrei is not a Nisa. Shmoneh Esrei is a Matbea. It's not... No?
Wait, it's not a Nisa.
Yeah.
I thought a mafeya was like a material held for like a nisa, I guess.
Right. That in Shmoneh Esrei, I'm following the approach of the Rashba, right? That Chazal don't tell us this is the text of Shmoneh Esrei, right? There is no text of Shmoneh Esrei. There are certain criteria that the first brach has to deal with this, and it has to mention that, and it has to, you know, be poteya pachot, and so on. There are certain criteria. There's a formula, right? There's a formula, but then I can plug different things into that formula as long as, you know, it comes out, so that's fine, right? You know what I'm saying? No, it's not a text. It's a set of guidelines. I mean, guidelines in the sense that you have to, you know, these are the criteria that you have to meet. But it has to have certain qualities to it. But there are an infinite number of ways that you could satisfy those criteria. It's just that it has to satisfy those criteria.
But nowadays it's a mitzvah.
Well, I would say a little differently. Nowadays, we have many nuschot
that all satisfy the criteria?
That presumably all satisfy the matbea.
Meaning like nuschot Ashkenaz or nuschot?
Certainly, there are different nuschot, right?
Yeah.
That mean that, you know, and why is that okay? And the reason it's okay is very simple, because of the fact that the halacha is not that you need a particular nusach. The halacha is, yeah, maybe that mitzvah, minag, whatever, so you have to say your particular nusach. But in terms of the halacha, what chazal would koveya, it's not that, you know, my sitter is right and his sitter is wrong, and that, you know, and one of us, or the other way around, and, you know, one of us is not being Yotzei Shema Esrei. I mean, that's the case at all. There's a matbea, and then it's true of many tefillot and brachot, right? That there's a matbea, and then there are different, I'm not saying the campus is machloket, but about these things, but I don't think that we have to view all the differences in nuschaot as being a machloket about what it is that you need to do, and that, you know, either one or the other, in a very fundamental, either one or the other is correct and the other one's wrong. No. There is, Chazal didn't formulate a nuschaot in the first place that we're trying to recreate. It's not that we're trying to figure out which is the right nuschaot and we're debating over it, but rather, there are, each community has its own nusach that it developed to satisfy the matbea.
I just feel like historically, I don't think our nusach really differs so radically. And like I think they all started as one, and then they split off, and then there was a shibush then. But like I don't think it's on purpose that they're all different.
Why do you have to say that?
Because they're very, very similar. It's not like
sure, they're very similar because
someone in Spain composed this one and someone in France. Like, no, like, was an original person, like she went to Kulia River because the original Mustache. And then while it was passed on, it got, there was a Chibush. Like, in certain places. I mean, you say, like, maybe the Mustache isn't Ma'ake, but you don't need to have the right Mustache in order to be able to your Chibush Tila.
Understand. The Rashban says very clearly that if you change the nusach, okay, knowingly change the nusach, that's not a shibush. It's only a shibush if, I'm not talking about historically whether, you know, everyone sat down, whether there was no, you know, common ground from which the things, you know, from which the nusachot separated, or whether, you know, the people simultaneously sat down and reached different conclusions. That's not the issue. You know, it's more than likely that, yes, if you go further back in history, they were more similar than they are now. I agree with you in that. But that's not the point. What I'm saying is, it's not a question of shibush. And I think that's very important to understand that, maybe according to some Rishonim it is, but certainly according to the Rashba and many other Rishonim, it's not a shibush at all, because that's not the halach in the first place that you need this nusach. The fact that it's changed the fact that it's not the original, or that it's, you know, that doesn't make it a shibush.
Well, I mean, like, in other words, in Rashba, you definitely yotze with any kind of nusach. Like, there's no question being yotze or not, but, like, in terms of b'chachila, like, it would be nice to do it according to the original way.
I'm not sure that's true. I think that there are very clear sources that may say lahafach. We're going to see some of them. I don't think that's necessarily true, that it would be nicer to do it in the original nusach. According to some Rishonim, that's true. But according to other Rishonim, that's not necessarily true. And we'll see. We'll see. One of the interpretations of Al Taseh Tfilat HaKeva, Al Tachanunim, is that you should be machayish badavar, and that you should modify the nusach. And not just use a set nusach, right? So that certainly is not, you know, certainly saying that it's not a l'chatchila. Michael and Vernon say it's l'chatchila not to just, you know, mechanically follow the exact, but certainly that there's a l'chatchila that if this community develops nuances and that are different than it was or than a different community, that's a b'diavad. I don't know what's the source of that's a b'diavad. And as the Rashba only says, and again, this is a small piece of Rashba, the Rashba says very clearly that Chachamim were not, and again, Shoshem, I reduced it because it was just like such a long Rashba, but if you look at the whole Rashba and other Rishonim who discuss it, I think it's very clear. Again, I'm not saying this is the sheet of all Rishonim. Okay, I don't think so. But I think of many Rishonim, and so there are major Rishonim who say that Chachamim never were mitakein, okay, never mitakein a specific nusach, even as l'chatchila. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a specific nusach that they said. There may or may not have been. And it's very possible there wasn't. It's very possible that, you know, that there was a set of criteria, and maybe when, you know, this Tana got up, he said it's slightly different than this Tana, and, I mean, which is, I think, exactly what, you know, the Rashba is saying, that if you add piyutim, if you, is that a b'dievet? Because before you composed it, it wasn't there? You know what I'm saying?
Add piyutim, like, within the brachos, like,
not in tefillot. Let's say within tefillot, whatever. I don't want to get to the fine points of where it's appropriate, where it's not, but assuming that it's, you know, I'm simply saying that I think the Rashba is saying more than just, you know, b'dievad your yotze. He's saying that that's not what they were metakein, right? Whether or not it existed historically is a different question. But I'm saying there may have been an original, but that's not what the takana was. The takana was that you have to have criteria A, B, C, D, etc. Okay, and therefore what I'm saying is that I wouldn't call it a shibush. I don't think that it's that some people have a more Mekori version, some people have a less Mekori version. I don't know if that's the case. It may very well be that that there is just as much, you know, of the original, if there was an original, in this nusach and that nusach. But that's neither here nor there. The point is that you know, modifying, embellishing, etc., as long as you're sticking to the matbea, is lechatchila. I think that part of the beauty of the Rashba is that although clearly there are different nuschaot, etc., and it may be that some are, you know, maybe one's more original than another, whatever, that they are all, or at least the possibility exists, I have no reason to assume otherwise, that they are all equally valid and legitimate and lechatchila nuschaot of the same matbea. That's, I think, part of the beauty of what the Rashba is saying. Personally, you know, you can say. And I think that this is an idea that's applicable to Lachim, but not to everything, but to, you know. Anyhow, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm continuing the tangent, sorry. Just, someone told me that you're not supposed to, have your own tefillah, your own lechatchila in every tefillah. You should have at least, one a day that's just plain without, saying anything.
Not sure where that idea come from.
I don't know.
Can you trace it back? I'm saying it's right. The first thing is to find out is where that comes from.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Okay. So, go back to the person and ask them, where does it come from? I don't know. You know. I'm not doubting that it exists. I'm not sure where, you know. Let's start with the source and take a look. Yeah.
Does the word of the source for creation?
Yes.
So why? Meaning, if you say that the beginning of the source for tefillah because it's on.
No, I didn't have a chance to say what I was going to say about tefillah yet. I'm going to get.
Okay,
I'm going to assume that that's not okay. I think you misunderstood because I just didn't have a chance to say it yet.
Okay.
So let's wait and then I think it becomes clear. So what I'm saying is like this, that, because when I started to say it, it's just like such a radical idea. But on this radical, I don't think I said anything that the Rashba didn't say. Yeah. And as I said, I'm not claiming everyone holds this approach. I'm simply saying that there are Rishonim who hold this way. Okay? And say that. The point is like this, that if we take this approach, I think we could say two things. And we can answer both of our questions. Why? Number one, in terms of Rashi, okay, if we say that according to Rashi, and by the way, this explains, we're not going to stop for it, but there are other sugyot also, and other Rishonim that this Rashi explains beautifully, the Rambam and others, and different sugyot that are just very difficult otherwise. I just want to give an example, number one, so I think that one could suggest an approach in Rashi then, because when it comes to, from the fact that there are two different makorot for Limudim, for Halal and Megillah, we see that we're talking about the Nusach, the text, the Chavtza, not the Maisa of saying it. And that works, so if we take the approach of the Rashba, that works for Kriyash and for Hala or for Megillah, but Tefillah, according to Rashba, there is no Nusach. And therefore, what follows is that the Bechein, right, Bechein Inyan, cannot be taken overly literally, right? In other words, Tosis starts with an assumption, which I think is a very fair assumption, if I didn't have any reason to say otherwise, which is that when the Gemara says v'chein le'inyan, right, it means that this halacha, v'akoril mafrei aloyat, the exact same thing exists by these other three things. That's why we're assuming the Gemara also. Except that if you start with the assumption of the Rashba, one could argue that can't be pshat in the Gemara. Why can't it be pshat in the Gemara? Because what the Gemara says about, what the Mishnah says about Mikra Megillah, right, is not applicable to Tefillah. And therefore, this may be why Rashi feels that the comparison between these four things is a much broader one than we would have assumed otherwise. And that V'chein Le'en just means that just like there's a concept of Seder here, there's a concept of Seder there. But it doesn't mean that's Ma'ake B'diyevet, because it's not the same type of halacha, right? It's put together because it's a similar idea, but the Gemara doesn't mean that literally that's the exact same thing. Just saying that just like we find by these things that there's a concept of Seder, so too in Shemona Esrei, although it's not the same thing, and therefore maybe it works differently, as Rashi clearly holds that it does, that we know from Rashi, but perhaps the reason that Rashi feels free to say this is Dafka because of the fact that it can't be an exact equation if we put together these two ideas. That's one point that I wanted to make about this. Yeah?
So Rashi understands why I'm saying, like, when he says Seder, it means, like, the first three brachos maybe need to be in a certain order, and last three need to be in a certain order.
Or that, in addition to that, on a lechatchila level, that there is a seder to it, and that you're supposed to say it in kiseder, and not, you know, but lav dafka that it's exactly like Mikra Megillah's ma'ake b'diavet. Even though I understand that if I had no reason to say otherwise, I would say that, but it can't be that it's the same because the principle of the first three that don't apply to tefillah. It's because it's not the same type of thing. We're, you know, so, okay, while we're talking about things where there's a concept of Seder, we're adding tefillah, but really, really, it's not really as comparable as it sounds like at first glance. Okay. I mean, the conclusion, you know, that Rashi holds is not much comparable is a fact that we know. That what I'm suggesting is that this is where, you know, why Rashi felt at liberty to separate between them is because innately from the Gemara, from the fact that we're talking about the Nusach, about the text, it's compelling to say that they're not entirely comparable in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but when you say that there's no Tefillah of Afreya, so what does it mean if there's no Nusach?
No, it doesn't say that there's no Tefillah of Afreya. It just says that the chayim le'inyat tefillah. So the question is, how complete an equation is this? I mean that even on a b'dievet level, just like by Mikra Megillah, so too by Shmon Esrei, even b'dievet, if you say it out of order, it's no good, right? Or does it just mean that just like by Mikra Megillah, you're supposed to read it, you know, parakal, parakbet, parakimel, so too by Shmon Esrei, that's how you're supposed to do it. Because of the fact,
the
point that Shimon Kuli histir, you know, Shimon Esrei brachot ala seder b'yamet. That in other words, that's how it's set up. Okay, but you can't say that it is the same exact halacha that you have by Mikra Megillah.
Right.
Again, so not that I would therefore say based on the Gemara Megillah. Right, that it's not ma'akeh b'diavet. Just it leaves open that possibility, so that when you put the Gemara Megillah together with the Gemara and Brachot, right? Rashi says that since the simple pshat of the Gemara and Brachot is that emtsayot ein lahem seder, right? And on the other hand, the Gemara Megillah says that histir shmar esrei brachot ala seder b'yavne. So how does that work? So Rashi clearly learns that l'chat tefillah versus b'diavet, right? And that the Gemara Megillah is talking about lechatchila in terms of tefillah, and the Gemara Brachah is talking about b'dievet. The Gemara Brachah is talking about where you made a mistake, and you're already out of order. The Gemara Megillah is talking about lechatchila. They're saying the problem that Tosfot has with saying that, right? Is the reason Rashi says it is because there's an apparent conflict between Brachah and Megillah. So either you have to say, if you don't understand this, that either you have to say, as Tosfot does, that the Gemara in Brachot is a little bit lav davka, or you have to say, as Rashi does, that the Gemara in Megillah is a little bit lav davka. Okay? And that's a shikul. Which one do you say is a little bit lav davka? Because they can't both be true, and, you know, in the strictest reading of it, it's impossible because they're contradictory. If, you know, or you can say, another possibility is to say that the two sugya are contradicting, possibly like one or the other. That's fine, you can say that if you want, but clearly that's not what Rashi or Tosfot, you know, tend to say and what they want to say. So the point is that if you're going to say, I have to take one of the sugya and say that one of the sugya doesn't mean exactly what the most literal reading of it would suggest, okay? So all I'm trying to point out is that Mineu Bei, in the Gemara Megillah, there's a reason to feel that you don't have to take it quite as literally as it sounds like. And that reason is because since I know that in, you know, it has this Vechein, but the Vechein is going from a place where it's talking about Nusach, so to speak, right? The text, to a place where it's talking about Madbeya, so it's not a precise analogy in the first place. So to say that the comparison, right, since the comparison conceptually is not precise, to say that it's also halakhically not precise is not such a big jump in light of the fact that anyhow one of the sugyot is lavdavka if you're going to accept both of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to point out.
Which
one of the people
did
Alul
say there?
It's not talking about Matbeah. Certainly, that's certainly what the Rashba holds. Okay? And there's a tremendous advantage to saying like the Rashba. I mean, more than one advantage, but there's one advantage that I'd like to point out in a moment. Yes? I believe there are examples like that. I don't know exactly the same wording, but similar things. I'm not sure I can give you one off the top of my head, but I do recall that there are, you know, things of this nature. I don't think it's so crazy to say that. Okay. But I want to add just one more point and then to move on to the next subject. Okay. And it seems to me that this may be a way of understanding Shachum v'chazru v'sidro. Why? Because, think about it for a moment. If I were to walk down the block, or walk into the base medrash, or walk into, you know, the makolah, to the shul, wherever it is, let's find a bunch of Jews around, and say, okay, anyone who knows Birkan Mazon by heart, raise your hand. Okay. I would imagine that there would be a good percentage of people. Sure, no problem. I know Birkan Mazon. Not like everyone, but there'll be a good number of people who know Birkan Mazon by heart. Let's say instead I go in and I say, I was saying Birkan Mazon, and I left out a word. I left out a particular word. Do I have to go back and say Birkan Mazon again or not? If you know the answer, you know, I need help. Please, I need, want someone to tell me the answer. Who knows the answer? Raise your hand. I imagine I would get many fewer hands raised. Correct? Make sense? Because to put it a little more, you know, precisely, but absolutely, because the average person, I mean, who's, you know, educated, observant, stuff. The average person is, you know, depending on what particular thing we're talking about, knows many of the nuschaot of brachot and tefillot by heart. But the matabeya, right, the matabeya, that's already a chachma. Right, that, you have to mash be a talmud chachma to know what the matabeya is. To know about every detail, what is stam part of the nusach, and what is part of the matbeah, what is ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, that's a totally different thing. That's ma'ash, you know, fine points of halacha that, you ask me, I said this, I didn't say this word, or I, you know, left this out, whatever. Okay, so I have to go look it up and see, and what, you know, we'll investigate, and maybe we'll come up with an answer. Right? That's what I think is going on in Gemara Megillah. Shachav v'chazur v'sidra. Not that it was forgotten what people were saying day in and day out. I'm not saying that every person knew there were Bikim and Amikim, but it's hard for me to imagine that you couldn't find you know, in any given community, couldn't find people who knew what, you know, what they were saying in Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're talking about after the Churban, you want to find someone. You want to find not just someone. You want to find a consensus on what the matbea is, what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev. It's like any other thing in halacha that's, you know, that's somewhat obscure, and that yeah, when everything was fine, good, so people knew, and there were, you know, plenty of tanaim around and be able to give the answer. But after the Churban, you know, you have to get everyone together and discuss it and establish these are the criteria. At the time of Anshei Knesset Golim, we're talking these criteria, and they knew what the criteria was. By the time you get to Rav Gamliel, right, and especially at the Churban, so what's the matbea? So Shachem b'chazir v'sidru said Shimon HaPekuli was masbir Shemoneh Esrei brachot al Seder b'yavne, meaning that okay, bracha number one is this, and these are the criteria, and this is what you know, what's makiv, etc. Bracha number two, etc. I think if we make this distinction between nusach and matbea, that again, it's not my goodish. This is what many Rishonim say, black and white, such as the Rashba. Take a major example. Then I think that Shachem b'chazir v'sidru, if it's talking about the matbea and not the nusach, which makes a lot of sense, if that's what the halacha really is, that is the matbea and not a bracha, then it's not as hard to understand why it's possible to have Shachem b'chazir v'sidru. Simple point. Okay, the Seder. So we're going to now, please.
Okay, right. I don't know if it's going to make sense. I just don't really get, when Shimon HaPekuli is the Seder, okay, is matbea all the criteria for the set of a bracha? I mean, for the set of tefillah, let's say, matbea bracha. So, like, Shimon HaPekuli would say he set up al seder. Does al seder encompass all matbea bracha, or just one specific matbea, or is that it has a specific order?
I think that when it says that his dear Shimon HaPekuli bracha means that he was mevarer, and, you know, and the exact set of, you know, of criteria in general. And in addition to that, it mentions that it was al haseder, that when he did it, it was done part of the, you know, of the guidelines that were given was also what the seder was. Okay? And from which implies that seder is one of the halachos of Shemoneh Esrei. That's all. But I don't think it means it's very hard to imagine that they knew Shemoneh Esrei. Take your pick, matbea or nusach, and the one piece of information that no one had was, you know, which bracha goes before which, and that's what, you know, they had to. It means that the history is like he went through, you know, he was that much of Masader, you know, by kindness, he established exactly what the whole thing, and it's just now I give an outline for what. But again, we're talking about an outline, we're not talking about a text.
That's okay, but is Al-Haseder one of the Mabirot, so like it has to be a specific order?
I think so.
Because if that's the case, then how would Rashi and
other
Gemara say that?
No, because it depends. What Rashi and Tosfos differ about is whether not everything is Ma'akeh B'diyavet. Some things are Aluchat Chila, some things are B'diyavet.
So one of them
not
to be
certainly, why not? You have that by all kinds of halacha. They have criteria. Some things are ma'akeh, some things are only l'chatchilas. Okay. Right? That's not, I mean...
I don't know, I just don't know. Yeah.
I'm sure you know of halacha that are only l'chatchila, and they're not ma'akeh.
Yeah, I do, but
that's what we're talking about. That's what matbea means. Matbea basically means, you know, a set of halachot that define, you know, how you're supposed to do this. Okay? As opposed to a text. A text is a way of fulfilling those guidelines and criteria, those halachot.
It's like the science behind.
Exactly. So what I think about it, it's like, you know, everyone knows how to turn on and off a switch, right? No great, you know, you want to find someone who can turn on and off a switch. Of course. That's a perfect analogy. On the other hand, if you want to find someone who can fix the switch when it's malfunctioning, that's a whole different thing. Or someone who can explain to you exactly how it works, okay, that's already, you know, involves a level of understanding and knowledge that's expertise, right? And the same thing is true of tefillot and brachot, that there's, to be familiar with what you do when everything, you know, goes smoothly and, you know, the way we do it by rote. Yeah, of course. That there are lots of people who can do but the precise science behind it, you say, of what the criteria, how it works, what is ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, what is, you know, can I add this or not add this, and where and what, that's a different story. And there you find, you know, Gaonim, Rishonim, and Poskim arguing about the issues of matveh, right? So clearly it's not something that, like, you know, well, of course everyone knows that, right? As opposed to the Nusach. Different story. Okay, the Seder. Okay. Again, to me personally, I think that the idea that there can be different nuskot that are different expressions of the same matbea, and that we can have different communities that have deliberately, accidentally, whatever the case may be, but that they have developed different nuskot to accommodate that matbea, but that they're fundamentally, they're doing the same thing halachically, it's just that they're doing it a different way. I think that there's something very beautiful about that. And being able to say that that different communities are saying Shema Yisrael and they're all valid, it's just a question of you know, how they choose or how they happen to, however you want to understand it, how they are fulfilling it. I think that there is something very positive about that understanding. But in any case, okay. I say that in a certain sense, it's, you know, really a symptom of how, again, I'm not saying that all halacha work the same way precisely, but in a certain sense, that's how halacha works in general. That there is, you know, that there are criteria and there are guidelines and that there are, you know, there are boundaries of what is legitimate. But within that, what is legitimate, there are often different ways of carrying out those guidelines. And it's not necessarily meant to micromanage and to say there's only one way to carry it out. Okay, Beseder. So I guess we'll move on to the next Tzermah Mekomo, the next topic. Oh, here's where they're going to then get rough. For me at least. But what can I say? I'm tough, I can take it. but I have to tell you, this is only part one. This sheet is part one, and Rosh Hashem, after we finish part one, we'll move on to part two, which is Tefillah Nedava, and the various things that relate to that. So, a little bit of
Wait, can I ask?
Please.
What do you mean Nedava? I know what Nedava means.
Oh, that's not even here. That's the next topic. Tefillah Nedava means where you're saying a tefillah that you're not mechuyav to.
Like,
you want? I decide. I already davened shachar. I was at the 5:45 minyan. I davened already, but now I want to daven a voluntary Shema Esrei.
And you're gonna say you can do that?
We're gonna see.
No, there's certainly that's what I would find controversial. I thought you can't.
No, that. That's not the controversial part. The Gemara talks about Tefillah Nedava, but there are criteria of how and what, you know. But again, what you should do in life, but that there's such a concept of Tefillah Nedava, that's black and white. But there are very different understandings of Tefillah Nedava.
Like, you know those books that just have
I'm not familiar with that book per se, and I've seen it, but not more than the cover. But I don't know what the specific tefillot are, whether they're good or bad, or, you know, or what they are. I'm saying, like, I don't know anything about them, but the idea of saying tefillot is certainly. But we'll get into all these things as we move into the next couple of sugyot. Really, one big sugyot, but we're going to break it up into stages. Okay.
Thank you.
Say that.